Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. There's a great institute out there called the Woodlands Institute for Health and Wellness, a great practice, if you will, by Dr. McManus out there in the Woodlands area. And as a person who's been a patient out there, I can tell you it's accessible from just about anywhere in the greater Houston area. And I'm delighted to have her on the show again, talking about health and talking about how to make help people to feel the best they can feel. Dr. McManus, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you, Kevin. Nice to be here.
Great. What are you going to focus on today?
Well, I could talk about whatever you like. I can talk about the ABCs of wellness. We can talk about thyroid. We could talk about bioidentical hormones.
Why don't we start with the ABCs of wellness? That sounds like a great topic for today's segment. And let's focus on, kind of a basic overview of really your paradigm, which is very unique from what the majority of medicine that's being practiced out there today. You really do have a heavy emphasis on preventing the problems that get people to the doctors.
Yes, that is true. It's not just prevention, but it's also different natural ways of treating health problems that people already have. And the traditional paradigm for medicine is we band-aid symptoms with prescription drugs. And our paradigm as wellness doctors is getting to the root causes of your symptoms and realizing that a lot of your symptoms, if not all of your symptoms, are due to a few underlying causes. And it's treating those causes that I call the ABCs of wellness. Those underlying causes are usually yeast overgrowth in the GI tract, typically from taking antibiotics, vitamin deficiencies, detecting food allergies, which is a hugely underdiagnosed problem out there, and then balancing hormones, which are often done clinically as opposed to looking at blood tests, because when you check blood levels of hormones, they're often normal, but that doesn't mean the patient's hormones are balanced.
Right. And this gets very, very confusing for a lot of medical doctors because they treat that as if that were the gospel, if you will. There's just the blood work.
That's right.
It's like, oh, well, this is what the blood work says. Who cares about everything else?
Yeah, so if you look at somebody who's got some low thyroid symptoms, such as fatigue, weight gain, headaches, depression, insomnia, the doctor might check a thyroid panel, and if it's in normal range, he'll say, oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Smith, it's not your thyroid, so here's some Ambien so you can sleep, and here's some Advil for your headaches, and here, let's put you on a diet for that weight gain. You just need to exercise more, and oh, let's put you on some Adderall. That'll give you some more energy and fix your brain fog at the same time.
Yeah. Well, exactly right. And so what you want to do is get into the root of why people feel the way they feel.
That's right.
And so so you talked about the fact you don't just merely do blood work. What are some other things that helps you get to the heart of the problem that people have?
Well, it's typically talking to the patient. Our first appointment is about 3 hours here, and half of that I'm face-to-face with the patient, and I spend probably an hour beforehand getting to know the patient on paper because the patient has filled out a very lengthy questionnaire about everything they've ever done and seek treatment for, what symptoms they have, and that often creates a pretty clear picture for me of what's going on. And it's often a combination of what I mentioned. They've got some nutritional issues, possibly food allergies, vitamin deficiencies. You know, my motto is, if you are not on vitamins, you are vitamin deficient. And these hormonal imbalances, clusters of symptoms give me a pretty good picture of what the problem is. If it's an adrenal problem or a thyroid problem or an imbalance of estrogen and progesterone, or if a man has some low testosterone symptoms, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that's interesting about your approach is that, again, we do live in this immediate gratification culture. When someone's sick, they want to feel better immediately. Sometimes it takes a little more work on the part of the patient.
Oh, gosh, that's true. I always tell my patients, I can lead a horse to water, but I cannot make him or her drink. And that is definitely the truth. And it does take some work. And I learned a long time ago that even though I want to help and treat everybody, not everybody wants to help. Some people just want that quick fix with the pill.
Yeah, no question about it. And often there's more problems in the pills. You know, it's interesting. You look at the commercials for the drugs out there and the huge list of disclaimer of what's going to happen or potentially could happen with taking a drug is far worse than the benefits often are.
Yes, that's true. You're just trading one problem for another.
So a whole new series of other ones. So I guess it makes it more interesting, but not necessarily better. That's an interesting point there. All right. So typically, what is your protocol when you work with a patient?
Well, they'll come in for, you know, a very long appointment after they've filled out a questionnaire online or on paper, depending on the patient's desires. And when I meet with the patient, I've already gone through their history, and I just get some clarification and have the patient elaborate on some things and educate the patient at the same time about what I think is going on with the patient. And then the patient has a separate four-hour nutrition consult where they meet with my nutritionist at the grocery store and learn a lot more.
Who is awesome, by the way. She's awesome. Great experience.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, she's really good.
Yes, I get excellent feedback on her. So the nutrition consult's a separate deal, and then we put patients through a four-week yeast cleanse where it's a pretty strict diet, but we focus on what you can have instead of what you can't have. And at the same time, we're getting rid of the yeast in the stomach and putting in probiotics to rebalance the digestive process in the body. And at the same time, or balancing the patient's hormones using bioidentical hormones when indicated. I put the patients on a basic vitamin regimen, and then I'll customize extra vitamins on top of that depending on what the patient's issues are.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see the patients back in about 6 weeks, and we reevaluate all the symptoms all over again to find out what's cleared up and what's left, and then decide what we're going to do with any symptoms that are still there.
All right. Her name again is Dr. McManus, and she's with the Woodlands Institute for Health and Wellness. What is the website out there?
It's TWIHW.com.
Okay. And give that one more time.
TWIHW.com.
And quickly, your phone number.
Oh, our phone number is 281-298-6742.
And one more time.
At 281-298-6742.
Thanks so much, and have a great rest of your day. All right, we're going to have a lot more for you. Stay tuned right here on The Price of Business.